Thank you, Jim. Good evening. Can everyone hear me okay? Great. Thank you, everyone, for being here. It's great to see so much interest in this project. As Jim mentioned, my name is Rob Tidmore. I work for the County of Santa Cruz, and I'm the project manager for the Coastal Rail Trail Segments 10 and 11 project. The County of Santa Cruz is the lead agency, and the project team has been working with the RTC and the City of Capitola over the past 4 years to develop the design and the environmental documents for the project. Great. The Segments 10-11 project that we'll be discussing tonight is part of the larger Coastal Rail Trail, which runs 32 miles from Davenport in the north to Pajaro in the south, along the Santa Cruz Branch Rail Line, which was purchased by the RTC in 2012. The alignment of the Coastal Rail Trail was established in the Monterey Bay Sanctuary Scenic Trail Master Plan, or MBSST, produced by the RTC and approved by the City of Capitola in 2015. The map on the screen shows the status of different segments of the entire 32-mile Coastal Rail Trail. Areas in green have been completed, and areas in red are funded through construction. Segments 10 and 11 are roughly in the middle of the screen and represent 4.2 miles of trail from Live Oak to Aptos. This table shows the estimated costs for the different phases of the project. These estimates are from the summer of 2023 and do not include potential cost savings from design changes and other value engineering efforts that have taken place since then. Updated cost estimates for the project are expected late this summer. This table shows the sources and amounts of funding that have been secured for the project. $17.4 million in Measure D after transportation funds have been programmed by the RTC for this project. This money funded the preliminary design and environmental review and provided the required ATP grant match. In 2022, the county was awarded a $67.6 million Active Transportation Program, or ATP grant, from the state. This is the largest ATP grant in state history and is the main funding source for the project. The deadlines for this grant program are what is driving the project schedule. Most recently, in 2024, the RTC secured a $19.5 million federal RAISE grant to fund segments 8 through 12 of the rail trail. $8.4 million of that is earmarked for segments 10 and 11. Therefore, total project funding is $93.4 million. Based on the 2023 cost estimates that I showed on the previous slide, the project needs approximately $18.3 million in additional funding. However, similar to the last slide, this number does not include potential cost savings from value engineering efforts and will be updated later this summer. This is a draft schedule for the project for the next 3 years. The environmental review phase is shown by the dark green at the top of the slide. Final design and permitting is shown in blue. I'm sorry, that's a little bit hard to read. Helps a little bit. Right-of-way is shown in olive green, and then construction in yellow on the right of the screen. Grant deadlines are shown in red, most notably the deadline to request construction funding by April of 2027. Requesting construction funding cannot happen until final design and right-of-way are complete. A full 2 years is required to complete the final design and right-of-way, so it is critical to identify final alignment this month to stay on schedule and meet the grant deadline. The project is expected to go out to bid in late 2027 after allocation of construction funding from the ATP grant. This is a map showing segment 10 in green with the Capitola city limits overlaid on the map for reference in dark gray. Segments 10 starts at 17th Avenue and is routed along the rail line all the way to 47th Avenue. It does not deviate onto surface streets, which I understand is a misperception currently circulating. Segment 10 is 1.5 miles long. Segment 11, shown in purple, starts at 47th Avenue and travels along Cliff Drive. After Opal Street, the trail is routed onto city streets through the village, which is shown by the dashed purple line. At Monterey Avenue, the trail continues parallel to Park Avenue before entering New Brighton State Beach at Coronado Street. The trail passes through the State Beach and through the Seacliff neighborhood, past Mar Vista Drive, and ends at State Park Drive in Aptos. Segment 11 is 2.7 miles long. project team has conducted extensive public outreach to inform the public and receive feedback on the project. The slide shows the 26 public engagement events that have been held for the project over the last 4 years. The project was previously presented to the Capitola City Council in March 2023, October 2023, and most recently in February 2025. As part of the preliminary design and environmental review process, the county analyzed the ultimate trail configuration shown on the screen, as well as several alternatives, including the interim trail configuration. The ultimate trail locates the trail next to the rail line, consistent with the MBSST master plan. The multi-use trail is generally 12 feet wide and is 4.2 miles long. This is the alignment that was included in the county's ATP grant and which was approved by the Board of Supervisors last year after certification of the final EIR. So to illustrate the proposed design of the project, these are two views of the 41st Avenue Railroad crossing looking east. The image on the left is existing, the image on the right is proposed. From 17th Avenue to 47th Avenue, the trail will be on the inland side of the railroad tracks, as shown in the graphic, and will be continuous within the rail corridor. The existing tracks, which are currently located roughly in the middle of the corridor, will be relocated 5 to 7 feet towards the coastal side of the right-of-way. The trail crossing at 41st will be improved with activated flashing beacons to alert drivers, cross bike paint, and bulb outs to shorten the crossing distance. These are two views of the Jade Street Park area, again existing on the left, proposed on the right, showing the trail along the edge of the park. After the 47th Avenue street crossing, the trail switches from the inland side of the tracks to the coastal side of the tracks. An enlarged corner bulb out at the bottom of the screen reduces vehicle turning speeds from Portola and provides better safety and more room for trail users. The track relocation that I mentioned on the previous slide ends just east of 47th Avenue on the bottom of the screen. These are images of the Cliff Drive area, again existing on the left, proposed on the right. From 47th Avenue, running along Cliff Drive, to roughly in line with Opal Street and the existing crosswalk, the trail will be on the coastal side of the tracks, where the grades are flat and there is ample right-of-way. The existing parking along Cliff Drive will be reconfigured to parallel parking. The trail ends at Opal Street, where the image on the top right shows a small plaza, a staircase to connect to the Jewel Box neighborhood above, and a crosswalk across Cliff Drive, where trail users will connect with the existing bicycle and pedestrian network through the village. To address concerns about user conflict in the village, the project is proposing several improvements. On the screen is a graphic showing existing conditions on the top and proposed on the bottom. There is currently no sidewalk on this stretch of Cliff Drive, and pedestrians must walk in the existing Class 2 bike lane on the coastal side of the street. To address that, the project is being reconfigured to narrow travel lanes and create a 4-foot-wide delineated pedestrian path on the coastal side of the road. The project will enhance the existing Class 2 bike lanes with green paint to improve visibility. These improvements will increase overall safety in this area and reduce potential conflicts between bikes and pedestrians. This is a map showing the proposed route on existing sidewalks and bike lanes through Capitola Village between trail endpoints at Cliff Drive and Park Avenue, as well as associated segment 10 and 11 project improvements in the village. The dashed purple line shows the continuous pedestrian facility created by the Cliff Drive improvements combined with existing sidewalks. The green line work shows existing Class 2 and Class 3 bike lanes that will be enhanced with green paint to make them more visible. The project will also install directional signage to provide clear wayfinding for trail users, and that is shown by the black and white icons on the screen. At Park Avenue, the trail begins again and continues to State Park Drive in Aptos. The city also has plans for longer-term pedestrian and bicycle improvements in the village, and I'll turn it over to Jessica Kahn, Public Works Director, who will provide more information.